All right, it is 8:50 in the morning, and in front of me, I have a chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Yay!
Two different kinds of wings.
Yay!
And some cheese fries.
Yay!
And I do plan on going to my workout class.
I've had several wings already.
It must be Monday Munchies here on JR Morning, where we highlight restaurants around Metro Detroit. And today it is Detroit Wing Company in Sterling Heights. And we have the co-owner, Dennis Theodora, with us. Good morning, Dennis. Thanks for the grub.
Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to hear that Breakfast of Champions has been accepted and welcomed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It seems like you have a whole lot of options when it comes to chicken and wings here at Detroit Wing Company.
That's correct. Our menu has been created to serve a family and a diverse crowd, and it's been great to see it transition just from wings to a lot of other options as well.
Well, people take their wings very seriously, and I love the different flavors that you guys have. You have different spice levels. You do the traditional. You do the boneless. The offerings are diverse.
That's correct, especially now into the fall season. You get football, kind of like more family gatherings, more group gatherings, and the brand has created some bundles that are fantastic and price-friendly as well.
Holiday season is upon us. I don't know. Maybe people do Detroit Wing Company for Christmas, but you really are banking on them doing it for New Year's Eve.
Correct. New Year's Eve is one of those days that's the busier day of the year. And we're excited to have that coming in the next couple of weeks. But the holidays, actually, you think of even during the week, work, luncheons, we get a lot of orders and catering orders during the middle of the day.
I'm like a pretty steady medium sauce on my wing guy. But you have a garlic parm that was very good that I tried. I think it was the habanero as well that was also very good. When you go through like the R&D of some of these sauces, like, do you ever have like customers that come up and go, oh, I think it'd be really cool if you put this and this together. Like, would that be good? Like, how closely do you listen to people and what they want when it comes to some of the sauces that you roll out?
Corporate reviews everything. So they get a lot of recommendations, not just from customers, from franchisees, and they have their own R&D lab at their office that, and our own chef, of course, that kind of creates all of our sauces. So they go through a pretty rigorous activity to get the right taste profile and the right flavor profile, of course, whether it's going to be on the hotter side or the moderate side.
So if I'm having a New Year's Eve party, and I'm someone, we talked about it all morning long, I wait till the last minute, you guys are going to be open pretty late.
Correct. A lot of the stores are going to be open until midnight. It's a store-by-store basis. But our locations, the two that I'm a part of, we're planning on being open until midnight.
You guys do a lot of stuff in the community as well. Talk about how Detroit Wing Company is involved in the community.
Well, particularly, as a franchise, you want to get to know your community, whether it's the police department, fire department, the schools around you, being a part of athletic programs. We do a lot of outreach and partnering with a lot of the high schools and middle schools and elementary schools in both of our locations. And I know that across the board, the brand pushes all the franchisees to make that our locations community locations, because, of course, welcome. You know, we're a Detroit brand. We were started here in the Metro Detroit area, and we want to be known as a community type restaurant. Mm.
Chris fancies himself a wing expert. For those who aren't to the level of Chris Renwick, what do you offer? What kind of flavors do you have?
Well, I mean, our top four flavors, and I think we have them in front of you today, is our honey barbecue sauce, the garlic parm, the lemon pepper rub, and the firecracker, I believe. So those are typically four of the favorites. I personally go through, depending on the season and the time of year, I go through my different options. Right now I'm on a lemon pepper kick. Before I was on a garlic parm kick. Also the buffalo parm is one of my personal top three.
Are you a flats guy or a drums guy?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think I lean towards drums.
Okay.
I'm not going to kick one away from the other. So.
Dennis, you and I, we would go together like peanut butter and jelly. You eat the drums, I'll eat the flats. We'll have a wonderful time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You guys do a great job of not only catering to those that want to come in, get a few wings, get a couple of fries and a drink, but then you also cater to those bigger parties. And I think that's really cool, too.
Correct. Right now, we got some great bundle offerings. We have our kickoff bundle, huddle pack bundle, our touchdown bundle. And then outside of that, you can even do like larger group packs pretty much by the wing size, whether it's 30, 40, 50 plus.
Cool.
Well, excuse me. I'm munching on my chicken sandwich. What am I doing here? I'm at work. Okay. Dennis Theodoro, thank you so much for the food you have in front of us. And hopefully people give you a ring because you're going to be open late on New Year's Eve.
Perfect. Chris, Jamie, I appreciate the call.
You got it. Thank you. It's very cool.
Chris's chicken sandwich at 8:56.
That's great. Are you, do you play the lottery?
Not really.
I did buy a couple Powerball tickets the other
night. As gifts for people?
No. Just
because people do the scratch-off gift thing.
I do often get, like, my sister likes to give those out. So she does, we'll get a few of them during the span of
so you will
Christmas.
Be playing the lottery soon.
Well, I did buy Powerball tickets the other night because it was at $1 billion or close to it. And the Powerball now has reached 1.1 billion. No big winners. There were two tickets sold in North Carolina and Pennsylvania that won $2 million each.
I'd be good with that.
Pay that man his money.
Absolutely. But I do, whenever it gets up like that, I do spend $20. So I'll go spend $20, I'll get 10 tickets. Okay. I'll get 5 on each ticket. I don't want 10 on one piece of paper.
Do you know what your odds are?
It doesn't. It's nothing. There's 0%, basically. It's what
no,
it is.
It's 1 in 292.2 million.
Yeah. So basically
so you're donating
zero.
Your money.
So you're saying there's a chance. No. But I do play. I do play. We didn't win anything. I'd never.
You wouldn't be here today if you won something.
Well, I would be here. I would be here. I would be. I like what I do.
You'd
so
be here
I would
for
be
two
here.
More weeks.
Yeah. All right. All right. That's going to do it for us. Have yourself a wonderful day. Kevin Eats and I'll talk coming up. See you.